Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We turn to Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief of Investopedia, joining us live now. Caleb, focusing in on the negotiations around the new stimulus bill. And Caleb, a lot of it seems to be hinging on that idea of an increased federal minimum wage. There's some pushback on that, and it's not just coming from Republicans.
Oh, not at all, and thanks for having me. We have pushback from a number of senators, namely Joe Manchin of West Virginia and Senator Sinema of Arizona. Sinema says it's really not tied to the stimulus bill, so why should the $15 minimum wage be put in that bill? Manchin opposes it because of the cost of living. He says it should be lower than $15 an hour in West Virginia. But really, this is a battle that has been going on for years. We haven't seen the federal minimum wage floor hiked in 12 years. It sits at $7.25. So not everybody makes $7.25, but that's the federal floor for it. We have several states that have required, you know, much higher minimum wages, and we have several businesses, including Target and Amazon and Walmart, that have been raising it on their own. But the debate about whether it should be raised to 15 over the next few years is one that's really splitting apart folks who are voting for the stimulus bill. But also, it's a big battle between small businesses and big businesses in America, because many small businesses say they can't survive if they're going to pay their workers that much.
Yeah, I mean, it seems that minimum wage is largely determined by the states anyway, but I guess it's the floor that they're worried about. Some of the states that aren't that high with their minimum wage. Is this going to derail this week in the House?
Probably not. And I think President Biden has already acknowledged that the $15 minimum wage won't make it through this bill. Many other parts of it will. And you could probably expect tomorrow that the House will pass the 1.9, but it'll probably be 1.7 now, $1.7 trillion stimulus bill. That'll pass tomorrow. It'll go to the Senate next week. We'll see. But it looks likely that most of it will pass. So we should see checks going out to qualifying Americans of around $1,400 or $1,200 in the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's the good news. The other part of it is, you know, the extension of the eviction moratorium all the way till September, and the extension we'll probably see of unemployment benefits through the fall as well.
Hey, Caleb, while we have you on, got to ask you, we've talked with you over the last month about it. What went on with GameStop again yesterday? Is it back?
Oh, it's back, and the day traders that love GameStop and the other meme stocks are back behind it in full force. And what's odd, guys, is that yesterday the CFO, the chief financial officer of GameStop, resigned or was pushed out, however you want to read into it, and the stock went up 100%. Usually when the CFO leaves, the person who was watching the money, stocks usually go down, but not for GameStop. The stock was up 100% at the close, another 80% after the close, and it looks like it's going to pop another 80% this morning. So it's back on for GameStop. No rhyme or reason, just a day trading mania as animal spirits are dancing around the stock market.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of mania, what about Bitcoin?
Bitcoin has been all over the place, but the big deal with Bitcoin is that you see more and more institutions buying it themselves. Obviously, Tesla said it owned $1 billion worth. We have companies like Square, the payment processors you might see in your bakery. They're buying more and more of it. So you're seeing these big institutions buying Bitcoin and accumulating it, thinking that they're going to allow folks to transact with it. And you see the big banks and in financial institutions also starting to make it available and accessible to their clients. It's here in a big way. You just can't bet on the prices because it's really not a store of value, but it's been fun to watch.
Wow, yeah. Hey, Caleb, thanks so much for everything. That's Caleb Silver, editor-in-chief for Investopedia.